Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And just quick before we go to the lines, I want to announce a new novel called Milwaukee Jihad that I wrote. It's my third novel. Strongly recommend it to you. The premise is that ISIS launches a 9/11 style attack on the U.S. Capitol during the State of the Union. But in this case, they make a fatal mistake for them. They embed their assassins initially in Milwaukee before they transport them out, and that is the end of them. You'll get a kick out of this. You'll get a kick out of this. A lot of action in Washington, D.C., a lot of action in Milwaukee, and a little in Madison. Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. It's published by Speaking Volumes Publisher, available wherever books are sold. You'll get a real kick out of it. Okay, we're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. With Ukraine hanging on a teeter-totter right now, I cannot believe that these right-wing extremists still pick Putin instead of Biden. I just can't believe that. How much anti-American can you become? You know, I have a lot of people I know that are right-wing extremists, and they scream about Russia, 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 and the witch hunt, and I said, have you read the Mueller report? None of them have. I said, go read it, and you tell me what sentence and what page they exonerated Trump. He was never exonerated, but yet you choose to believe Putin. Again, you guys are believing Putin over Biden. I can't believe we allow these people even in our country. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yeah, you're right. And you know something? Tucker Carlson said, We should back Putin over Ukraine. Josh Hawley, the Republican senator from Missouri, said we should back Putin over Ukraine. The Republican Party has gotten wobbly. They used to be strongly anti-communist, anti-Russia, as the Democrats always were. And there's a great cartoon that just came out with two pictures. One is a picture of the old Cold War, and you have an elephant and a donkey on one side glaring, and you have the Russian bear on the other. And the other picture now goes, it's just the donkey, the Democrats glaring, and sitting next to the Russian bear is the elephant. I got some word for Republicans. We put up with a lot. Do not betray us. If you side with Putin in this thing, you are betraying us. He's doing exactly what Hitler did to Czechoslovakia in 1939. And he's doing what the Russians did in Hungary in 1956 and to Czechoslovakia in 1968. That is treason, and I think some of these people are going to have to end up being prosecuted. We have two more calls. I'm going to get to you both real quick. Let's start with Eastside Dave, my friend. Just real quick, what's in your mind at Eastside Dave?
Hello. I'd like to remark about Putin that I'm just very disappointed with my fellow Americans, if they are that they don't care at all about what kind of man he's been, the leader of the KGB. You tell me, Matt, it's not that he's got blood on his hands. He's covered in blood, and nobody sees it. And so, and now he's doing this stuff that should be undone. And I heard a general's comment, possibly from the U.S., a general kind of guy, and said that we should just go in there and put this down, and not just us. But of course, because we don't have to be the police of the world, like Bush said, but, a combination of all of us, the EU and you name it. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.
Very good comments. And, when you say his blood on his hands, he killed a guy in Berlin. He killed a guy in London. He kills these people. He got into power 20 years ago. Because it wasn't clear he'd be elected, and he had people blow up in apartment buildings in Moscow and said it was the Chechens that did it and they needed a strong man to put them down. He's doing false flag in Ukraine right now. He's killing Ukrainians there and then claiming that's Ukrainians killing Russians. He's a murderer and a thief. He does have blood all over his hands. This guy has got to be shut down. And Tucker Carlson and Josh Hawley and the Republican Party, who now say, well, we got to deal with this guy. Why are we supporting Ukraine? They would not have given up Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia in the old days, but they would now. It's very dangerous. The Republican Party is taking a very dangerous turn. Thanks for calling Eastside Dave. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for your show. I called you one day about, like, putting a sign up somewhere, and I just wondered if anybody has any ideas what it costs for a billboard in Madison here for months, say something like Toss Boss, Stop the Billion-Dollar Loss, billions of dollars of loss. You know, I think if more people saw that, it'd be more likely that he did get booted out. I just wanted to know if you said put it on Facebook, but I think it needs to be a billboard that everybody reads.
No, that's some good stuff. You know, and frankly, messaging slogans are very, very important. And I think this is spreading through in a very odd way, Rocky. Toss Voss is what the Republicans, their grassroots are doing. It's not just me and you, it's them, it's the Republicans. And billion-dollar loss is great. That billion-dollar loss is Foxconn, it's Medicaid, it's train money, it's the manufacturer's tax exemption with a tax increase for everybody else. These guys are getting away with murder, getting away with murder. It's people drinking bottled water now, bottled water up in Wausau, and bottled water up in Marinette and Kewaunee County. Forever Chemicals are now in Milwaukee, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, Rhinelander. The day, if this keeps going, if they keep people on the DNR board whose term has expired, but they won't confirm the successor and then they shoehorn them in, you'll be drinking bottled water everywhere. Here in Wisconsin, with the most best water, the cleanest water in the country, and you'll be drinking bottled water. That's not right. People, if you're a hunter, you're a fisherman, you think you vote Republican, well, that's a lot of baloney. You don't want to drink bottled water, and you don't want to be told you can only take one fish out of that lake every month because they're frankly cancerous or they're cancer causing. And I like it. Billion-dollar loss, absolutely billion-dollar loss. Foxconn, are you kidding me? This guy signs on a napkin for $4 billion, a little more, to the Chinese who cheated him. And the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, is the leading candidate for governor. She was his cheerleader. Are you kidding me? This is exactly what happened. This is exactly what happened. And, the funny thing is Voss may be tossed, so to speak, from his side. Because as bad as he is, he's not flat out insane and is saying, well, you can't just reverse the last election. And there's a lot of folks out there who just want meat. They want raw meat. Very, very sad, very, very divided state. But I'll tell you what, unless Tommy Thompson gets in that race and restores some sanity and gets the nomination so that you have Tommy Thompson would not sign legislation that would undermine our democracy. But the other three will. And if they ever won in the general, and I hope they don't, stand by. Thanks a lot for calling, Rocky. Thanks a lot for calling East Side Dave, Bill, the rest, Dick, CJ, everybody else. We've had a great show, great call-ins. We're going now to the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.